Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote has called for swift action on implementing new archive and environmental laws during today's cabinet meeting for the month of October. Plus, experts have projected Cameroon's gross domestic product to 4.5% by 2025 with policy implementation. And in sports, the new format of the University Games has been presented to officials of the University of Betwa and other private higher institutions of learning in the region. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. We begin with this press release from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, will tomorrow, Friday the 1st of November, represent the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, at the opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, scheduled to take place at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel as from 10 a.m. It is signed by the Director of Cabinet, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. Elsewhere, Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote has called on stakeholders to accelerate the drafting of implementation text for the July 2024 laws concerning archives and the environment. The call was made today in Yaoundé during the October 2024 cabinet meeting, where discussions focused on evaluating the impact of these new laws on the management of Cameroon's national archives and forests. Star Building correspondent Christian J. Atam reports.
The law of 24th July 2024 opens new perspectives for the management of archives and the management of forest and wildlife in Cameroon. The cabinet meeting was a moment for the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, and members of cabinet to analyze the laws and examine ways of speeding up their implementation. The Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat, said the law on archives clarifies the different categories of archives, which now include electronic, audiovisual, and oral archives. He affirmed that the law brings advantages, such as the creation of a public body to manage national archives, provides a funding mechanism for the national archiving system, and strengthens the sanctions regime against defaulters. Minister Bidung Pat, however, cautioned that for the law to fulfill its mission of safeguarding the national archiving system, introducing professionalism and generating jobs, the speedy drafting of implementation texts is crucial. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, had a similar assessment. He said, concerning forestry and wildlife, the law of 24th July 2024 replaces the current forestry laws, which after 30 years have become obsolete. He said the new forestry regime covers emerging challenges such as reforestation, improves the fight against poaching, and encourages community participation in environmental protection, amongst others. Minister Jules Dorin Dongo said the speedy drafting of implementation laws, capacity building for personnel, and the recruitment of more eco-guards are important. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, in his closing remarks, ordered the different stakeholders to accelerate the process of drawing up implementation texts for the laws in order to ensure that they begin serving their full purpose. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
As you heard in one of our lead stories, Cameroon's gross domestic product, currently at 4.1%, is projected to reach 4.5% by 2025, provided that import substitution and good governance policies are effectively implemented. This optimism was expressed by experts during the third edition of a debate in Yaoundé organized by Valentin Zinga, publisher of the economic magazine Ligne d'Horizon. Vanessa Woodnang-Sinamong reports.
The steady increase in the prices of food items and transportation costs in Cameroon, among others, accounts for the inflation rate that moved from 6.25% in 2022 to 7.39% in 2023. This does not favor the attainment of the country's National Development Strategy goals by 2035. Dr. Jean-Louis Marie Cagdeux is an entrepreneur and politician.
If you see just the land tenure in Cameroon, there is no way you can produce without solving that problem. And the capitalistic approach that we have today is not adequate. If you see how people are expropriated, give land to only one person, it will be difficult for industry to emerge.
Stepping up production and encouraging the consumption of local produce, among others, are, according to Babi Sakana, vital for economic growth.
We have to change the leadership of our system. We have to re-engineer all the structures of the state.
For Jacques Jonathan Nyemb, a lawyer and former member of JICAM, Cameroon's emergence will hardly be reached without reinforcing the public-private partnership.
To fight against underemployment, we need to reach an inclusive growth rate above 8%. It is critical that we rely more on public-private partnerships to solve our infrastructure issues.
Mindful of the fact that much is being done to ease the business climate in the country, the experts remain optimistic about the future with regards to this Cameroon's economic outlook should things be done otherwise.
Vanessa Woodnang Sinamong in that report. Now on to health. Anesthetics from around the world are gathering to discuss improved approaches to managing critical medical and surgical cases. They are meeting on the occasion of the 14th Annual Congress on Anesthesia and Critical Care taking place in Yaoundé, with focus on advancements in emergency care. FOC Babatunde has more details.
The Cameroon Society of Anesthesia and Critical Care has gathered local and international experts to share knowledge and advancements in the field. Key topics include adaptive measures for emergency situations, as explained by Canadian expert in anesthetics, Dr. Asangawa Carlson.
These are basically conditions which require our anesthetic management within a certain period of time, basically within a day. It's a time for networking, basically looking at what are the novel techniques of management of patients requiring our services as anesthetists in the hospital, and are there any new medications, and how can we use those drugs safely in our context, which is Cameroon.
During today's opening session, participants were offered free ultrasound screenings, a method which experts describe as a more affordable way to identify anatomic issues.
The idea is to prevent situation like in emergency or in unit care, how to manage situation where the patient is injured. And if you don't have any other example, such as scan, X-ray or MRI, then the ultrasound is a very useful tool because it's cheaper than a scan or MRI, and it's very easy and it's fast.
The Congress comes amid concerns among the public regarding anesthesia in hospitals, with some patients fearing they may not recover from its effects.
FOC Babatunde in that report. In more health news, health officials in the West region affirm that they are ensuring the emergency service in various health units ready and well-equipped to cater for accident victims following an increase in the cases of road accidents in the region. They exhort road users to be cautious due to the heavy material, financial, and loss of human lives resulting from road accidents. Kinge Angela Barr has the details from CRTV West.
The West region is increasingly recording cases of road accidents with heavyweight vehicles and especially motorcycle riders. The West Regional Delegate of Health, Dr. Dauda Chimnum, decries the financial and material burdens on health facilities.
There is an amount to take care of the patients who don't have money to pay. But with a lot of accidents like that, we usually use all the money. And the health facility are obliged, because it is the instruction of the Araki to implement it.
However, he continues to reassure the population that the administration is putting in place the necessary facilities to better cater for such victims.
We give instruction to our health facility to prepare all emergency services to be ready to take care of all those injuries.
He exhorts road users to be cautious in order to reduce the increasing number of road accidents recorded in the region. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Over in the North region, about 400 million CFA francs will be distributed to some 12 councils spread across the Adamawa North and Far North regions following a partnership agreement signed between Plan Cameroun and MERS in the three northern regions of Cameroon. During the signing, the country director of Plan Cameroun, Mohamed Ba, hinted that the funds will allow the MERS manage and implement priority projects using a participatory approach. Mercy Ashu Nyabeyeu reports from CRTV North.
By putting their signatures on this partnership agreement, these mayors selected from 12 different councils in the Adamawa, the North and Far North regions will each be expected to open an account, create a management committee and identify priority projects in their council areas. Dr. Ayatu Amagoda is mayor for the Dembo Council in the North region.
Plan Cameroon
has donated a sum of 28 million francs CFA to the Dembo Council. I think the funds will sponsor projects such as the protection of children's rights, especially young girls, the promotion of education and climate change. Mr. Abo Umaru is mayor of Nyambaka Council in the Adamawa region. We signed a convention for the sum of more than 11 million francs CFA. We have put in place management committees for villages and neighborhoods. It is with them that we will be able to identify priority projects that will be classified for fundings in a transparent manner.
La transparence à la gestion de ces fonds.
Mohamedou Ba is country director for Plan Cameroun.
The communities, the population, they have to decide the projects depending on their priorities. The domains are education, health, maternal and child health.
With over 400 million francs to manage, the goal is to see an improvement in the standards of living of the local population while pushing for the decentralization process. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. And in sports, the president of the National Federation of University Sports, Professor Tsafak Nanfoso, has presented the new format of the University Games to officials of the University of Betuam and other private higher institutions of learning in the East region. According to this new format, universities grouped under four pools will compete before qualifying to participate in the national games. Tala LT reports from CRTV East.
The National Federation of University Sports wants to see more private-owned institutions participate in this sporting jamboree. Professor Tsafak Nanfoso is president of FENAJU.
We have more than 500 private universities. We have only 10 of them participating in the university game, which is not normal.
According to the new format, universities will compete in four regional pools before qualifying for the National University Games.
The formula consists in two things. We will organize zonal championships in all the country. We will have one seminar here in Bertois, putting together people from center, east, and south region. Then we will go to Marwa with people from Adamawa, north, and extreme north, and far north region. Then in Boya, for people coming from littoral and southwest region. And then Chang, for people coming from northwest and west.
It is important to note that participation fees for universities have been slashed down from 5 to 3 million francs CFA for those with more than 1,000 athletes and 250,000 francs for those with 0 to 25 athletes. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.